Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And Julie Nelson is here from the Small Business Development Center.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you do a number of things that are training, really, for area business people and so forth. I know you do some sales tax training and things. You have something coming up that's kind of exciting that's really aimed at veterans, right?
That's correct. It's called Boots to Business Reboot. We just added this to our calendar. It's a two-day training for veterans who are small business owners or entrepreneurs, also their spouses. So it's an introduction to entrepreneurship and business ownership as a career. And it will talk about the components of a business plan, how to recognize opportunities, where to find available public and private resources. And it's a two-day training, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it's scheduled for Thursday and Friday, December 8th and 9th. So far, this program has not been offered in southern Minnesota, so we're pleased to be partnering with SBA to bring this to our area.
And it is important because if you look at the region here, there are probably quite a few veterans around.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so that'll be an excellent opportunity. How do people get registered and that sort of thing so that they can participate in this?
They can go to our website, the SBDC, which is myminnesotabusiness.com, and then the link to our training and events page, and go from there.
Is there a cost to participate?
No, this is actually a free program.
Nice. Boy, you don't get that very often,
do you?
That's
true.
Free education. And so this will prepare veterans for what kinds of things?
Basically to be a business owner or an entrepreneur, to take that on as their career, you know, following their military service. If they're interested in doing their own thing, this will get them started with the basics.
And, you know, this is really interesting because you work with a lot of people who are considering starting their own business.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you see oftentimes as the thing that maybe helps them catapult in making that into a reality?
The biggest thing I would say is good planning. Do a lot of research. Make sure that you know there's a market for your business and a need, and you're filling a niche. And the other thing is financial readiness. We see a lot of people who have poor credit, and that's an issue with pretty much any kind of financing program. So just those initial steps, you need to be creditworthy and be good if you have a business plan at least started and have done some homework.
Do you folks actually help people a little bit with that business planning and that sort of thing?
We do. What we do is actually advice. So we help people develop their business plans or marketing plan, but we do not do the work for them.
That's good.
We want the people to do the work themselves and get that experience and education out of it.
Great to have the support that you offer for area entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs-to-be.
Great. Thank you. It's great work and it's fun.
Julie Nelson, our guest today from the Small Business Development Center, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.